أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And welcome back to Living the Quran through the Living Quran. In our series, we have been reviewing chapter number 56, Surah Al-Waqi'ah. And in this session, this will be our concluding and final session of this chapter of the Noble Quran. And we conclude it in the most beautiful of ways. And we conclude it basically in the way that God began this chapter, in the same way that He began it, speaking about the three groups of people. We see that God concludes it with a summary of those three groups of people and their outcomes. If you've been following along in this series, you'll recall that at the beginning, God spoke about three distinct groups of individuals and their ultimate destinations in the next life. God then went on to speak in detail in the passages that we had reviewed of some of the pleasures and some of the punishments that would face these three unique groups of individuals. And as any good, story, we could say, obviously the Quran is not a story, but as we know that even when people give talks or people write stories, they try and they tend to want to conclude their writing or speech with a summary of what they had mentioned. God does the same in this chapter. He shows us that those three groups of individuals, He speaks about who they were, obviously very briefly, their outcomes and what was provided to them. Before we go into the commentary of this passage, the lengthy commentary and the takeaway messages, let us have a listen to the Arabic of this passage and the English translation, and we'll come back and do a conclusion and review the commentary as authored by Sheikh Mohsen Qaraati in his Tafsir An-Nur. Allah says the following in these passages of verses 88 through to number 96. فَأَمَّا إِن كَانَ مِنَ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ فَرَوْحٌ وَرَيْحَانٌ وَجَنَّةُ نَعِيمٍ وَأَمَّا إِن كَانَ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ الْيَمِينِ. And if he, the departed person, belongs to those who have attained nearness to God and are His chosen ones, then he will have happiness, comfort, and plenty and gardens of bliss. And if he, the departed person, belongs to the blessed people,
فَسَلَامٌ لَكَ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ الْيَمِينِ وَأَمَّا إِنْ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُكَذِّبِينَ الضَّالِّينَ فَنُزُلٌ مِّنْ حَمِيمٍ.
Then it will be said to him, "Peace be upon you ever, O you of the blessed people." But if he belongs to those who deny the truth and are steeped in error, then he will be offered boiling water for an entertainment.
وَتَصْلِيَةُ جَحِيمٍ إِنَّ هَذَا لَهُوَ حَقُّ الْيَقِينِ فَسَبِّحْ بِاسْمِ رَبِّكَ الْعَظِيمِ.
And burning in hell. Verily this fact is a perfect certainty, not merely a certainty by inference or sight. Therefore, glorify the name of your Lord, the incomparably great. Let us review the commentary and begin by reviewing some of the words which God has mentioned in this passage so that we can better understand the meaning of these very beautiful and powerful and potent verses. The meaning of the word ruh is ease, comfort, and benevolence, while the word rayhan is used for a sweet-smelling plant and has also been used in regards to our sustenance, our rizq. The word tasliyatun, this word comes from the root of salli, and it means to taste something, burning something, and also in the meaning of falling down. Now, at the beginning of this chapter, people were divided into three categories, as we read, "Kuntum azwajan thalatha," that at that time you shall be sorted out into three distinct categories. Either they were of the people in close proximity to God, or they were the people of the right, Ashab al-Yamin, or they were the people of the left, Ashab al-Shimal. And at the end of this chapter, we see that the outcome of these three groups is once again repeated. Everybody will attain their own reward based on their own actions. Just as Imam As-Sadiq, peace be upon him, has been quoted as saying that, if the person who is on their deathbed happened to be one of those in close proximity to God, then Ruh and Rayhan will be waiting for them in their grave, and paradise will be full of blessings for them in the next life. Of course, the Muqarrabun, by keeping in mind verses number 10 and 11 of this chapter, that they are the pioneers in faith and in righteous actions, as God had said, وَالسَّابِقُونَ السَّابِقُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ. And that third group, those that are foremost in faith, they are by all means the foremost in the hereafter. At the time of their death, the people known as Ashab al-Yamin, the people of the right, they will have their grief removed from them, so that on the resurrection, they will be able to attain their rewards. Apparently, the meaning of Ashab al-Yamin, the people of the right, are those individuals who will be given their book of records in their right hand, and are the same people who have been spoken about in verse number 71 of Surah Al-Isra, chapter number 17, verse number 19 of Surah Al-Haqqa, chapter number 69, and verse number 7 of Surah Al-Inshiqaq, chapter 84. And as it has been said about them that, مَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ. And as for those who have been given their book in their right hand. The meaning of the Ashab al-Shimal, the people of the left, are those individuals whose book of deeds will be given to them in their left hand. And just as it has been mentioned in a tradition from Imam al-Baqir, peace be upon him, that the meaning of al-Mukadhibin al-Dhalin, that these are the polytheists. Now, in regards to the sentence which reads, Salamun laka min ashab al-yamin, then it will be said to him, peace be upon you ever, O you of the blessed people. There are many interpretations for what this may mean. Let us present three of those interpretations. Number one is that it will be said to the people of paradise, without a mention of a specific individual, greetings be upon all of you. The second meaning is that the people of paradise will send greetings upon the Prophet, may God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family, due to the troubles which he went through to get these people to the status which they now have in paradise. And the third and the final meaning is that the Prophet, may God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family, due to the prosperity of this group of individuals of believers, will find himself in goodness and safety. In the 51st and the 52nd verse of this chapter of Surah Al-Waqi'ah, we had read the following, where God said, ثُمَّ إِنَّكُمْ أَيُّهَا الضَّالُونَ الْمُكَذِّبُونَ لَآكِلُونَ مِنْ شَجْرٍ مِنْ زَكُّومٍ. Then, O you that have gone astray and cried lies to the truth, you will certainly eat of the zakkum tree, a symbol of agony. However, in the 92nd verse of this chapter we read, and in verse number 93 we read, وَأَمَّا إِنْ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُكَذِّبِينَ الضَّالِينَ فَنُزُلٌ مِنْ حَمِيمٍ. But if that person belonged to those who deny the truth and are steeped in error, then he will be offered boiling water for an entertainment. Now, why is it that in the first passage of verses, in verse 51 in particular, the word dhalin precedes the word mukadhibin? However, in the second passage of verses, and verse number 92 in particular, the opposite is the case. God flips these two words around. So let us pause here before we give you the answer to that very important and thought-provoking question. And we will continue in our next discussion to conclude this commentary of this powerful chapter of the Quran and look at the answer to this question and some other finer points of the commentary of this beautiful passage and the conclusion of Surah Al-Waqi'ah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.